From Jinden to Tarago, Bungendore to Nelligan, Braidwood FM, your local radio station.
It's time to welcome a friend of mine from Inverell. From Inverell? Well, not quite. I shouldn't say Inverell. It's actually Mount Russell. Melanie Dyer, how are you going?
That's right. You've got to get it right, Pete. Mount Russell.
Absolutely. Sorry, but geez, your dad will be on to me about that one. Now, look.
He will. He will. He listens. He listens in.
Oh, does he? Well, good morning to all the folks at Mount Russell. I hope you will. I haven't done that for a few years, Mel.
I'm sure they'll appreciate it.
Yeah, Pete. No worries. No worries. Before we talk about your new music and what you're doing musically, I know you've just been announced as a major award recipient. Tell us about that.
Yeah, it was announced yesterday. Very excited to be an APRA Professional Development Award winner. So it's an award given by the Australian Performing Rights Association, who look after songwriters.
Yep.
And it's a scholarship to support the development of my songwriting, which is, as you know, something I've done since I was a kid.
Very helpful. Yes, I'll say. I think the first time I heard one of your songs, I was about, you were about 10, and I was about 21. Not quite.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, it would have been that. So, and you've been writing ever since.
Yeah, well, I mean, one of the first songs I ever wrote was about growing up in Mount Russell on the farm. And I was a kid, you know, with a guitar, could barely play the chords, and wrote a song and went on to, you know, become the Woolies anthem for the drought appeal for farmers around Australia.
And that's it.
And it's sort of just, grown from there. I've been writing ever since and releasing original music. And, it's really awesome to actually be announced as the country category winner. They award 10 scholarships across every genre of music. And it's a really good help for me to pursue, you know, and grow as a songwriter.
Yeah.
Continue doing what I love to do.
Absolutely. And an acknowledgement by APRA of the music you've written already.
Yeah, and that's always really nice. You know, it's a hard industry. Everyone's trying to get somewhere, and there are a lot of great, talented people around. So it's nice to get that acknowledgement that I'm on the right track, and, you know, to be recognised as a songwriter is nice.
Yeah, let's maybe for those that aren't familiar with your career so far, I know it all started at a young age. I think you were about 10 when you knocked on my door at 2NZ. But something like that. So when did it all really get going for you?
I mean, it's sort of just been a progression since I guess I was a kid, and I moved to Sydney and signed my first record deal with Universal and released an EP and an album, and then changed over to my now label ABC Music.
Yep.
Been, you know, a lot of trips back and forth to Nashville and writing songs for myself and other people. And yeah, we're now working on my second album under my new partnership with ABC. And
excellent.
Yeah, it's going to be a big year of lots of new music, but it's been a good ride so far. So I'll be sticking it out.
Yeah, good work. So well, you've been sticking it out for a while now, Mel. Now look, what about Nashville? What's the, in your opinion, the perception of Australian country music in America?
It's different. I feel like we're slowly sort of embracing more of that, you know, international Nashville sort of sound.
Yeah.
Things like Spotify and playlisting merges, you know, us together a little closer. But typically Australian country music has always been a little more traditional, and I'm sort of on the other spectrum of, you know, bringing that pop and contemporary sound to country, which I've always done since I was a kid. So I'm probably, you know, more along the lines of the Nashville sound, but definitely Australia is opening up to that, and we've got a lot of younger fans on board now, and festivals include, you know, other genres mixed in with country. So it's a good time, I think, to be a country artist, for sure.
Yeah, it is. You know, I know a lot of the traditional country music lovers, like my mate Greg at Inverell, who thinks Slim Dusty was the only decent country music artist ever. you know, I think the music's really growing up, don't you?
I do. Yeah, I think it's exciting that it actually does accept, you know, a broader range of taste now. It's not just, that's not a country song. It's not country and western anymore. It's, you know, country pop. It's country Americana. It's, you know, traditional country, modern country. It's blues and bluegrass, and it's diverse, actually, country music.
Alternative country, and I know I speak to Hayley Jensen a lot, and Hayles reckons she's alternative country, which is probably right, and then there's country rock and all sorts. I mean, look at the Wolf Brothers. You'd hardly call them country, would you, really?
Yeah, that's sort of just a common thing to say. Like, would you call this person or that person country? But I feel like country has just become that genre that accepts a lot of versatility in sound.
Yeah, absolutely. Rightio, so have you been touring much?
Well, this year we're picking back up again. It's been obviously no touring really for anyone recently, but this year's really the calendar's filling up. I've got the Big Red Bash and Monday Festival. I'm headed out to Birdsville, out to the desert.
Oh, wow.
Awesome, really cool lineup of sort of, you know, Aussie icons on those shows. And I'm lucky to be heading to Adelaide on a 500 miles of country tour, so I'm on a bus. headed around for 10 days playing lots of shows. But Tamworth is the next one on the list.
Right,
so the rescheduled show in April. I'll be there.
Okay, where at?
I'm playing at West Diggers upstairs at Tamworth on Friday the 22nd. So tickets are on sale now, and it's a full band show. It will be lots of fun.
Yeah, it will be. And I know a lot of people, including myself, who are just itching to get to Tamworth, you know. I was talking to Sally Ann Whitten the other day, and we were all just mortified when the thing got postponed. So I think everybody needs to make a real effort to get out, and because we forget that it's not just the frontline performers who have been affected by the pandemic. It's all the the backing bands and the lighting crew and management. And everybody's been affected. So we need need to get out and support it, eh?
Yeah, for sure. And I think, you know, it's not as hot. It's going to be a good time of year. You know, it's in that week between Easter and Anzac Day. So you've got two long weekends in a row. So people should be able to get there, I reckon.
Well, there's no excuse.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. And there'll be plenty of cheap Moscato on sale too, I would imagine, Mel.
I like how you weaved that one in there.
Nice segue. Now, look, tell us about the song.
Yeah, it's fun. It's my latest single, obviously, Cheap Moscato. I just released it in February, and it's one that I sort of started a few years ago and just kept it in the archives. I sort of didn't have a time to release it, and then I came back to it, you know, approaching this new album that's coming out this year. It's a really good fit, and it's perfectly along that line of, you know, country pop crossover. And we just did a music video for it, which is up on YouTube. It's just been added to the country music CMT, which is
good.
Exciting.
Yeah, it is.
So yeah, it's lots of fun. It's
Did you write the song?
I did. Yeah. So I wrote the song.
Now, is this based on personal experience at the Aussie or?
Oh, I don't know if anyone drinks Moscato at the Aussie.
I don't know. Do they? I don't.
It's been a while.
Yeah.
It's been a while. It's my old stomping ground, you know, freshly 18. I've been in rural high school, hit up the Aussie.
Yeah, we all did that, and I wasn't 18. So is it based on personal experience?
Oh, no. It's just, you know, sometimes as a songwriter, you do write very honest songs.
Yeah.
You know, I've written plenty of those kind of songs, but this one was just a bit of a fun song to craft together. You know,
yeah.
When you listen to the lyrics, it sort of does this counting step-by-step sort of story if you listen to it. So, yeah, it was just a sort of an exercise, you know, song that I wrote to craft it all together and create this story. But I do like Moscato, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah. I've seen the Facebook photos.
You got to be on brand, you know.
That's exactly right. Exactly right. All right, so when can we expect an album?
Well, this year. We're definitely hard at work. I've been back in the studio. I wrote a whole bunch of songs over the last couple of years that we're churning out over the next, you know, 12 months. But it'll be out this year, so people can keep a lookout for that, and I'll have more singles to come out before the whole album drops as well.
Yeah, sure. Now, can we expect you in our... Do you know where Braidwood is?
Yeah.
You do?
Well, you're near Canberra, sort of.
Yeah, halfway between Canberra and the South Coast. So, rightio, Melody, it's about time you brought your brand down to our neck of the woods as well.
I know. It's been a tough time, and then now we've all been hit with these floods and everything.
Yep,
it's been a bit crazy, but we are definitely planning a tour when the album comes out. So I will make sure Braidwood is on the map.
In the diary.
Yes.
Fantastic. All right. Love to your family, and love the new song. We're going to play it in a tick, and can't wait to hear the new album later in the year, and we might catch up when that drops.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Pete.
Yeah, no problem. See you, Mel.
See ya.
Bye. There goes Melanie Dyer. Very fine talent, and she has got her brand new single out now. It's called Cheap Moscato.
Moscato, two hopeless hearts on the floor. 3 a.m. turns into 4. Sun's coming up 5 minutes more. This probably is a mistake, but I like the way that it tastes. Like that sweet empty bottle of cheap Moscato. The last thing that I remember is stumbling in the front door. You took me by the hand, went dancing down the hallway, crashed into the kitchen counter, woke up the neighbors next door. Next thing we know, all of our clothes are on the floor. We got a little buzzed on the bubbles, kinda lost count of the bottles, got ourselves into a little trouble. 5, 4, 3, 2. One bottle of cheap Moscato, two hopeless hearts on the floor. 3 a.m. turns into 4, sun's coming up 5 minutes. This probably is a mistake, but I like the way that it tastes. Like that sweet empty bottle of cheap Moscato. One bottle of cheap Moscato. Didn't need that much convincing. The second night we started drinking, I saw the way the night would start, middle and end. And so I let it hit me quickly. Things get better when you're tipsy. I just wanted you to kiss me. Bubbles, kinda lost count of the bottles, got ourselves into a little trouble. 5, 4, 3, 2. One bottle of cheap Moscato, two hopeless hearts on the floor. 3 a.m. turns into 4, sun's coming up 5 minutes more. This probably is a mistake, but I like the way that it tastes. Like that sweet empty bottle. One bottle of cheap Moscato, one bottle of cheap Moscato, two hopeless hearts on the floor.
All right, that is Melanie Dyer's brand new song, Cheap Moscato, which is out and about right now on all the music platforms, etc. If you want to grab a copy of that, and as Mel said, the new album out maybe towards the end of the year, but there'll be a couple of singles before that.
This is Braidwood FM.